This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Taliban is now promising the people of Panjshir Valley, northeast of Kabul, that there would be no discriminatory act against them. This came after the Taliban claimed victory over the region, which was the last province to be seized by the group in an aggressive blitz to take over Afghanistan. The people of Panjshir are ethnically distinct from the Taliban and fought against the Islamists during their rule from 1996 to 2001. Pictures on social media show Taliban members standing in front of the gate of the Panjshir Provincial Governor's compound after fighting over the weekend with the National Resistance Front of Afghanistan, led by the Panjshiri leader, Ahmad Massoud. Massoud, who leads a force drawn from remnants of regular Afghan Army and Special Forces units, as well as local militia fighters, said in a Twitter message that he was safe, but he gave no details. After the Taliban's complete takeover of Afghanistan, U.S. President Joe Biden was asked by a reporter if he will recognize the Taliban. Biden's response was, "That's a long way off." The reporter had also asked Biden what will happen to Afghans stuck in third countries. That is in reference to evacuees who fled the country as the Taliban took power. But Biden appeared not to hear the question. Biden had approached the gaggle of reporters on the White House lawn and appeared to want to make a statement saying, "We've got a big day tomorrow." But then he broke off as members of the media pool began shouting questions about Afghanistan. Or at VOA.